Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to the Jones Blog Club.
A nice little show set up for y'all. But as we chill, you know what I'm saying, to marinate on our on this topic today, we want y'all to enjoy this fresh instrumental for the Jones Blog Spot. Get ready. Here we come. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Peanut, aka Mr. Jones. Welcome to the JVS Jones Blog Spot for you slow folks. We got a nice topic set up for you, but first let me introduce my panel. We got lovely Daisy in the building. What's up?
Hey.
Okay. We got Stack One in the building. What's up? Okay, everybody late besides me, I guess. I don't know. And last but not least, we got my nigga, South Pop. All Urban Hip Hop News. Do your thing, homie.
Yes, sir. What's up, JVS family? What's up, Jones Blog Spot? On this July 29th, 2013, I want to send a happy birthday out to Cassandra Wood. Happy birthday, Lil' Cuz. All right, first off, I want to talk about DMX, y'all. DMX was arrested for driving drunk in South Carolina. If it sounds like deja vu, he was arrested in, for the exact same thing in February. But his camp says it's not true. He was given a breathalyzer and released, and they're concentrating on his upcoming album and new film, new acting roles. What y'all think about that?
That's what's up. I mean, that nigga, it's like, I'm sorry, and I'm a nice DMX fan. It don't look like it's a comeback for him, though. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a comeback on the acting side.
Yeah. He is a good actor.
I agree.
He get his act on.
Yeah, I think he can bounce back on the acting side, but if he can't come out ignorant like he's been lately, with his age and the way he's been carrying himself, if he do come back, he got to come back hard, period.
Yeah. I can't see him doing nothing but being hard. He ain't never been no other type of way. All right, next in my He lost it. We're going to see. I keep going.
I want to see him come back. I think if DMX can make, I mean, you know, some actors are better. I mean, some rappers are better actors than anything. I feel like he's one of them. Like, I'll fuck with it if he do it. Like, I'll support it. At least buy them bootleg and then blog about it.
Right.
Something.
But he lost lost all respect when he did that show. And as far as his gay son and, you know, his son, act, you know, the way he was treating his son, he lost all respect when he did
I agree with that. That was messed up.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I that sound fucked up. All right, next in my hip hop urban. Yeah, me too. Next in this hip hop urban news, Toni Braxton loses the right to songs in a bankruptcy deal. This is her second bankruptcy filing, and Toni Braxton lost the rights to 27 of her hit songs. The music was purchased by a man named Ross M. Klein, who paid double Braxton's offer. When her songs was taken, the creditors made a deal with her, said she could buy them all back for $20,000, and dude outbid her just by an extra $20,000, so he spent $40,000 to get all her songs.
She could have borrowed that money.
Yeah, she could have borrowed that. But last but not least, they say royalty checks, even after an artist dies, they get royalties for up to 70 years after their death. So she just made somebody a rich man. But bad business. Last but not least on this hip-hop urban news, DJ Khaled proposes to Nicki Minaj on MTV. On July 25th, DJ Khaled made MTV news by publicly declaring his love for YMCB's very own Nicki Minaj. Khaled explained that he loves her and would have proposed to her last year at the Take It to the Head video shoot, but he wanted everything to be right. Right being the $500,000 engagement ring he bought for the MC. Nicki has yet to release a statement answering the We the Best DJ. What y'all think of that? He done put himself out there.
She ain't going for it. Pussy ain't
so.
Big enough.
You
got money,
man, ain't nobody got time for that, man.
That's all I got for the Hip Hop Urban News on the July 29, 2013. I pass it back to Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Motherfucking Jones, the extraordinaire.
All right, y'all, we got a nice little topic, man. Today's topic is you a Facebook celebrity. Ha ha! Get a life. Okay, so what I mean by that right there, man, is this something I've been wanting to talk. This is a topic I've been wanting to do for a minute, man. My homegirl, big shouts out to her. My homegirl Megan, man, she reminded me. But before I get it all into that, let me go ahead and give my homies a happy birthday. Shout out my homegirl Jocelyn Middleton. Happy birthday, homie. My homeboy, he was a guest on our show, comedian Mark Gregory. My homegirl Kim Jackson. My homeboy Aubrey. And April Styles. And Caitlin Elizabeth and Candace Taylor. Happy birthday. I hope y'all enjoy y'all shit. God damn, it's a lot. All y'all parents was fucking at the same time. So, anyhow, that's just a show.
Congratulations.
That was a lot of damn birthdays. Anyhow, man, like I said, big up to my homegirl, Megan, you know what I'm saying, to remind me about this topic. Basically, what we're talking about today is this right here, man. You got all these males and females, man, who get on Facebook and they just act like they are straight celebrities. Because they have 1,000+ friends of people that they really don't know or don't know at all, honestly. You know, they make all these posts. Okay, you might have some good topics or whatever. It's fine. But they really ain't shit. no job, you know what I'm saying, multiple kids, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and they just, it's actually, you know what I'm saying, repulsive to me, I guess, you know what I'm saying, if that's what I want to say, because, I mean, you can be a good person, but you tag everybody, like, if you see somebody in public, you got to take a picture because y'all Facebook friends and shit, that shit's whack, you know what I'm saying? But we want to chop these people up, man. Some people even use Facebook to get some ads, you know what I'm saying? Now, that part right there, I ain't knocking it, you know what I'm saying? Cause
yeah, don't hate it.
I know once upon a time when, shit, MySpace was doing this thing, I was knocking everything moving. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'll knock you for that right there. So, we going to take this to the panel. You know what I'm saying? So, what y'all think about these characters?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, since I'm the newest person to Facebook on the panel, you know what I'm saying? I'm damn near 2 months old on there. I always felt like it's strictly for networking and marketing. If you can't make no money off of it, they don't even be on there. People brag on having 5,000 friends but don't got no internet or nothing at their house. You're going out to the library to talk to their 5,000 friends. I think it's whack. And then they be lying about their life. What you say, get a life, Mr. Jones? What you say, get your life, get a life?
I don't know. I'm going to call myself a Facebook celebrity, but I say outlandish things on Facebook. And people tell people to follow me or send me a friend request so they can laugh at my posts. I don't know them people. I'm aware that I don't know them people. I'm aware that they're not fans of me as a person. You know what I mean? But I do know some people who kind of let the spotlight go to their head. And it really ain't no point because most of them people don't know you. You feel me? Like, they don't know who you are personally. They're not there to encourage you every day. So what does it really matter? Now, if I was, like, pimping bitches or, like, making moves off of Facebook, then, of course, the more friends, the better. If I was a party promoter, the more friends, the better. But other than that, I feel like if the only joy you get about yourself is Facebook, you ain't shit. You need to go study something or get a fucking hobby or something, get good at something, because Facebook is not the life.
Use your Facebook to promote shows and events you're doing too as a comedian,
yeah,
right?
I do.
Okay. You ain't faking.
You're right.
You ain't just a fake. Right. Okay.
Oh no.
Right.
And like, you know, like from everything I do, whatever my hustle is at the time, I definitely open up to anybody that's on Facebook. Because why would
exactly.
you not? I mean,
right.
You're a
make
fool
money,
if you don't.
Exactly.
But today's topic is more about people who use it for their ego. And that's
right.
where you start fucking up.
My philosophy and my thought process on this matter is it's for networking, regardless if it's for family or reuniting or whatever the case may be. It's a tool of connection. That's what Facebook is to me.
Okay.
The people that use, the things that they use, the tools that they use to connect is still a connection, whether this chick putting her titties or her ass. She's trying to connect to something, either some pussy or some dick. Something is taking place. But at the same time, I think the motherfucker that worry about what somebody else is doing is the jerk of the situation. Because if you got the time to sit and criticize what somebody is doing and how they doing it, and you paying attention, that makes you one jerk next to them. That's how I look at it.
Okay, but when you say that right there, you got to look at it like this right here. It's not, if it's a female showing her titties or whatever to get some attention, I'm pretty sure she gonna probably grab some attention. The thing of it is, though, when you make yourself, when you put, okay, it's a lot, Tupac is dead, but it's a lot of people that want to be Tupac.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even
That's
if
it,
you
right.
know he's dead.
That's
you know what I'm saying? It's like, so what's the gimmick to being, it's just like this right here, me saying, oh, yeah, me stunting on Facebook, like, yeah, I got $1 million, and I know shit I don't got to pot the piss in. You know what I'm saying? Why be fake? You know what I'm saying? Like, why be somebody I'm not? And that's what we are doing. That's what we talk about today. These Facebook Facebook celebrities that you
the
know
liars.
What I'm saying?
You're talking about the liars. People on networking sites that are liars. They're not who they really are.
It's people that do like this, okay, and I'm only going off natural fact of what, and I'm not exposing nobody, I'm not saying no names, but I'm just telling the situation. It's people, I got a homegirl who said her people literally came in the house, sat in the bed next to her, and was on Facebook for 2 hours, did not put their phone down. Just on to just reading everything and stuff like that. I mean, like, damn, you know that will fuck up somebody that can fuck up a relationship. You know what I'm
right.
saying? That you're at a point where you're saying that Facebook is more important than your damn relationship. Okay, I got another homegirl who put out there, you know what I'm saying, a certain somebody, you know what I'm saying, that she said, like, every restaurant, like, he goes to or something, if he see a Facebook friend, if you recognize a Facebook friend that's not even really even his friend, he tags them, takes a picture with him and tags them. And I seen some of the pictures, and like, the picture he took, one of the pictures he took with this female, you seen her facial expression, it was just like, damn. I'm out and about, and this nigga trying to take that's just what I got from the picture. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, damn, you know, everything. And then you people post the most astonishing shit. I'm not even going to lie. Like, it'd be astonishing, like some amazing X-Men stories that they put on their Facebook pages. Like, oh, wow. I mean, shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit take you away, and me being me, if you know me personally, y'all know I'm a straight up person, man. I don't get in all that shit. Facebook is built for entertainment, and I guess that's what that is, but how can you let an internet site go to your head? I mean, stroke your ego. I mean, that's just like the wackest shit ever to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I say get a life. I mean, because it's like, okay. You
when
can
you
talk start, all this shit.
When you said the first example was the guy came in, got in the bed, and he was on Facebook for 2 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, if Facebook got his attention, something might be wrong with the relationship. Period. Something she ain't doing. She lucky it's
but
just
you know
Facebook
what?
If it ain't another broad.
But you know what, Stack, is like this right here, though. It's people that wake up before they even piss or brush their teeth or wash their face, they check their Facebook. It's people that go to sleep, you know what I'm saying? They wake up, check Facebook, go before they go to sleep, check Facebook, wake up to piss in the middle of the night, and Facebook status. It's not, Facebook is not.
You out? You went out.
I remember so
what
happened? Both faces.
You cut out. You had cut out. Well. I know a lot of other type of business men or business women that utilizes Facebook to post certain things, and they look for comments to those things that they posted. So. Whether it's a certain hour or a certain event that that's the task that's in hand, they would check to see if someone made a comment or they made a statement or a like or whatever the case may be. Now, when they choose to do it, I look at it like that's their prerogative. That's their prerogative. If you ain't got nothing else to do, who's to pass judgment when you do it? You know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing nothing else and that's what your thought process says, let me look at my Facebook, then that's your business. Everybody wants to, in relationships per se, They want to control the relationship and try to control what somebody does, when somebody does it, and come up with a reason or an excuse for why they did it. That's where you lose focus in your relationship. Facebook is a form of entertainment, just like if you chose to watch TV or read a book or a newspaper, it's just a form of entertainment. The difference is it touches more people across the world than a newspaper would, than a TV show would, and that's the difference. You can actually communicate with a real person, per se, or you can get a hacker, but it's a form of entertainment, and that's how you have to look at it. If you in a relationship, it's a form of entertainment. If you taking it to heart, then it may be something wrong with your relationship. That's my view on it.
You know, I actually got a text yesterday, and I didn't find out the topic of the show till today. I got a text yesterday telling me, be careful, Facebook will have you swept up in it. I didn't know what that meant or nothing. I'm like, what the fuck they mean by that? I guess it gets you swept away.
If you think small, then that's what's gonna happen. If you got a small minded, but like for example, Sal, if you really got in tune with your career of what you're trying to do with your career, and you utilize Facebook as a plateau to launch your career and to speak your word and all this, then you're going to find yourself looking at your posts, looking at your work, and see who else is liking your work or who want to solicit you. Now, you can utilize that.
Maximize it to its fullest.
Right.
I need to maximize it to its fullest.
Right, right. But if you allow yourself to get caught up in trying to get somebody to say, oh, you look this way, or oh, can I come and see you, or whatever the case may be, then that's a different scenario.
Okay.
Okay.
What right there, Zach, it's like this right here. You can easily, promoting your shit, you know what I'm saying, an event or something you doing is totally different from, like, you know what I'm saying, selling yourself, you know what I'm saying, to Facebook. It's like, and what I mean by selling yourself is like Facebook
becomes you.
Like Facebook becomes you. You're not Facebook. Facebook is something that you talk that you entertain. It's to entertain you and others. People literally put their lives on Facebook. It's people that get on Facebook every 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, just to post something. I mean, like, it's just like Twitter, how people will post, oh, I woke up. Oh, I got to go pee now. We don't fucking want to know that shit. Like, what's relevant to letting us know you got to piss? So, but at this point in time, because the lines are starting to get kind of heavy, we don't.
But that's the same concept that they was doing with Twitter. Twitter blew up because people was tweeting every movement that they was making, because that's the entertainment purpose of Twitter. So it's really a choice. It's really a choice and a preference. But you always gonna have someone that if they're not doing it, then they gonna have a problem with it. That's just like a person that can't shake her ass, but she complaining about women that shake their ass. You know,
right.
you got people like that, like old people. You know, they can't hear, they can't handle the you know, a lot of ruckus, so they get mad at the youngsters because they're playing the music that they like. You know what I'm saying? But back when they was growing up, they played the music that they liked, whether it was rock and roll or whatever the case may be, or non-talking James Brown. You know what I'm saying? But you, it's a choice. It's a preference. It's a form of entertainment. Like right now, at the age that I am, I still like rap. I'm not one of the dudes like, oh, I'm at a certain age, I ain't gonna listen to rap no more. You know?
I feel you on that. We gonna get back into that. We, you know what I'm saying, gonna go ahead and take these calls.
You know what I'm saying? For those who are just tuning in, this is welcome to the JPS. It's your boy Peanut, aka Mr. Jones. Today's topic: you a Facebook celebrity, get it life. And basically, see, y'all been listening. We talking about like people who just put themselves out there on Facebook, like, and just think everything, they're everything, and probably just, if I'm sorry not to offend nobody, a piece of shit outside of Facebook, you know what I'm saying, do a lot of stunting and stuff. So, you know, we want to hear y'all's stories, you know what I'm saying, what y'all comment, and I want to put it out there, we're not, this show's not focusing towards no one in particular. It's just a show I've been wanting to do for a long time, and my homegirl Megan brought up at work, you know what I'm saying? So I said I go ahead and do it. All right, Carla, you on the line. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, I had no clue. Where are we by this park?
Oh, yeah, my name
Hello.
Brandon. My name Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
What's up, dude?
What's up, Brandon?
Yeah, I know, real, man. That's my uncle, you feel me?
What's up, nephew?
What?
South part of Portland. South
chilling.
Part of Portland.
we're real, man.
South Park, Paul. What's up,
I can't hear you.
Welcome to
the
show,
man.
He right there, nephew.
I hear ya. What's up with you?
What's your title? What you feel on the topic today, man?
Yeah, that's all right, man. But I ain't even got no Facebook or nothing, though. You feel me? I don't get on to all that stuff. You know, that's the thing. I don't like all that.
Why not? Why you don't like it?
Cause man, people be putting too much information on there for me, man. You feel me? Exposing themselves too much.
It hurts you. It makes you sad when they put information about
themselves on there. Yeah, that's messed up, man. I don't like all that for real. Yeah, I don't get into that.
Right.
I don't even got no Twitter or nothing. I don't got nothing, man.
Well, you in jail?
You said I'm in jail.
you on house arrest or something? What's wrong with you?
Man,
nah,
you high?
Nah, I'm at the
house.
You
ain't got no Facebook. You ain't got no Facebook, no Twitter, but you high. You know the stuff that they put into that stuff you smoking?
Oh, yeah.
Facebook
course,
and Twitter.
They putting semen in and everything. What you think about
y'all
that?
Y'all crazy. Heck nah, man. Y'all gonna make me quit smoking, man.
Yeah, you smoking a white man right now.
The Facebook thing, though, crazy, man. You know? These children, they be going crazy, man.
When you go get you some smoke, ask him for the recipe or what's in it, the ingredients.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Being real. Next call.
Hello.
You're on the
Hello, this is Megan.
Who?
It's Megan. Hello.
Hi, what's
Come
up,
on.
Megan?
What up?
Hey, you on?
Hey,
what
everybody.
What's good?
What's good? All right. So y'all talking about? You said what? How I feel about the business card? How I feel about
today's
topic?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I feel like it's disgusting. I mean, first of all, I just had my Facebook, like, a little bit over a year, you know, and I regret even getting a Facebook because anytime I go in public, like, people come up to me like, are you Megan from Facebook? And I'm just like, really? Like, really? I mean, I guess it's cool for, you know, them to be like, hey, what's up? But it's just like, I mean, I'm more low-key. I don't get on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, for people to know me. I don't like that. But about the topic, I mean, I done peeped so much stuff. I know, you know what I'm saying, a lot of females. I know a lot of these dudes that, you know what I'm saying, that I, you know, quote-unquote, call Facebook celebrities. And it's just like, you know, these people.
But what about yourself when you post that billboard? tell you something. That billboard. If you're the Megan I think you is.
A billboard?
Yeah, you know that. You know a billboard is something big that you carry around that you keep taking pictures of.
I know who Megan is, and I just want to say, girl, he's talking about an ass. You know how it's a label on the back of your skin.
Oh, okay.
Girl,
I'm like, what?
Yeah. He thought
I'm thinking that too.
You
like,
turn yourself into a celebrity. You flexing like that, you turn yourself
into
a celebrity.
No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just doing me. Like, anybody that know me, I'm crazy, I'm goofy, I say whatever I want to. My thing is, I say whatever I want to, I post whatever I want to. I mean, regardless, open on me, regardless of what I got on, if I got on a pair of scrubs, if I got on whatever, my ass is just gone. It's big. It is what it is. I can't hide it. You know what I'm saying? I put pictures up on Facebook. Huh? What you say?
And that's part of the entertainment.
I want to hear what she was going to say about Facebook celebrity. Yeah, I say whatever I say on Facebook. I put whatever I put on Facebook, but I don't try to make no persona. Like, anybody that know me outside of Facebook, what you see on Facebook is what you get in real life. It is what it is. What I'm talking about is for these males, and some of these females, a majority of these males try to portray themselves. They have a persona that they try to portray themselves as on Facebook. And a lot of these dudes do that to get pussy. I mean, it is what it is. It's just the guy out of truth. I didn't see it. I mean, these dudes in real life ain't, they not who they portraying themselves to be on Facebook. It's like they got two, it's like they live in two separate lives. And
it's
like, you know,
if it's working for them, who say they wrong?
I mean, how is it right to portray somebody that you're not? That's not being real.
How does it what?
I said, how is it right for you to be portraying somebody that you're not? That's like false advertisement. You know what I'm saying? That's like a female putting up a Photoshop picture.
That's just like all them women.
I'm talking about right here in Ohio. Especially if you on like Instagram or something, like some niggas who shall remain nameless, all they post bottles, weed, and going out to eat. And so it make bitches have this certain ideal of them. Are the niggas saying I'm balling? They not just coming out and saying I'm a boss, get like me, but it's what they portray. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it is all to get pussy. If you ever fucked with any of them, then you see the other side of it. And for real, the motherfuckers is boring as fuck. The reason why they got to go to dinner is because either A, they ain't got no pots and pans, or B, they don't know how to cook, and the bitches they fuck don't know how to cook either. Like, it's a fucked up ass life. Like, I ain't knocking nobody's. I'm not knocking how nobody get down on the day-to-day. But I'm just saying, like, Megan is making a major point right there. A lot of the guys that people get and feel like that's who they want to be down with, chill with that nigga for real for a little bit and see what that shit is like, bitch. Like, he grinding hard for that money. He ain't throwing none your way. The fuck, bitch? Are you bagging and driving? Period.
So, Megan, has this experience happened to you where someone tricked you and you went for it and you thought that you had a certain impression of him and it wasn't?
No, not really. I mean, for real, like, I really haven't ever talked to anybody like that on Facebook. I mean, most of the dudes, to be honest, that's out here, that's known and stuff, like, I'm cool. Everybody know me, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool as fuck. So I've never, you know what I'm saying, talked to them on that level. But I observe, you know, because I know them outside of Facebook and the shit they put on Facebook. I'm like, really? You know, but I sit back, I don't say nothing because that's just not my place. My issue is, you know what I'm saying, like, it's dating, number one. It's small. Everybody know everybody. And my thing is, my thing is, I don't respect nobody that's just not real. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, you should never have to portray yourself as somebody else to, like, try to get females or whatever. And, I mean, it's just, like, really, like, what's the purpose? I mean, that's the problem that I have with these Facebook celebrities. I mean, they act like they really in Hollywood, like they got clout or something. I'm like, no, you a nigga in Dayton, Ohio, number one, is Dayton, Ohio, Dayton. I'm going to say that, like, three times. It's Dayton.
Oh, hey, let me ask you.
Don't nobody give a fuck about you. Don't nobody know you outside the city. Like, are nobody.
Megan.
Like, get your life together. Yes.
Megan's over here, y'all. Megan mad at somebody for real. She's going in.
Megan,
upset. Me and Megan gonna talk later. I just seen Megan's name in some posts once upon a time.
Wow.
And I want to know if that's what it's about, but I ain't gonna have her talk about it on the air. But I'm just saying, Megan, you know, it's Tardacy.
Okay.
Yeah, you
know
who I am.
Megan.
I'm just saying, you know,
Megan.
Shit happens, and I feel like, and let me say this, I feel like if you do fuck with a person with a little bit of clout in this small-ass sardine city, it do make you a target. Like, even if you just seen with them, that motherfucker could just be giving you a ride back from a flat tire. If the wrong people see you, then it's a big deal. Like, it's ridiculous. And I think it's because our city, our town is so small. We got a lot of space, but everybody know each other. We a fucking fishbowl. So it's easy for everybody in the city to know your name because the city ain't big. It's tiny.
I know. That was my homegirl, Megan. Ladies and gentlemen, we going to take another call.
We ain't done with Megan.
Well, I'll patch you back in. Yonah Jones,
I'm going to
talk
to her booty. This is Marcia calling from Dayton. How y'all doing?
What's good?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Man, I am over here rolling at some of the callers that's calling in because everybody is pretending like that you have to use Facebook in order to be somebody that you're not, and people do it every weekend. I mean, it's females out here who sell their food stamps to go get their hair done, then they go buy a dress that they know they're going to take back and go to the club and pretend like, you know, they just polished and fresh. When you just sold your kids food stamps to get your weeds put in, and you're taking that dress back tomorrow. So people don't need Facebook in order to pretend like they're something that they're not. I mean, to me, it's just another form that you can use. But now people have been doing this for years, and we put like we this is something new, you know. Another thing is people. Y'all shouldn't take Facebook so serious. I mean, to me, it's just like a woman who will dress in a modest apparel.
What's she saying?
Like I was saying,
it's people that take Facebook entirely too serious.
Right. Like I was saying, it's just like a woman who would dress in a modest apparel because, you know, she wants to leave something to a man's imagination. Same thing with Facebook. You know, with certain people like myself, I don't put all my business on Facebook. If you want to get to know me, you have to talk to me. You have to take that time to get to know me. I'm not going to tell you everything about Marcia on Facebook because, to me, it's a time and a place for everything. You know, I do put certain posts on there, and, you know, I put vague things on there, but not personal information or things that's going on with my life or how I'm feeling about, you know, certain people, I don't put that on Facebook. And I think it's sad that people have to rely on Facebook to get to know people. We don't communicate like we should anymore.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I agree.
The thing about Facebook is this right here when I say people take Facebook too serious. If you're in a relationship, or, you know what I'm saying, like, if you're in a relationship or you just kicking with somebody, whatever, however, you know what I'm saying, you can say something on Facebook that don't even pertain to your relationship.
And
people read into that God, he going through this with his girl or not. It's not that. It's just something that could be on that person's mind. You know what I'm saying? That irritates me when I throw some shit on there and somebody think read into my shit too hard, you know? I could just say, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? what's a good sex life or some shit like that right on my page, somebody automatically think that me and my old lady, you know what I'm saying, ain't fucking or some shit, or, you know what I'm saying, we got issues. No, that's just something that's on my mind. People take Facebook.
No, I'm glad you said that, Mr. Jones. Let me speak on that. I'm glad you said that because when you're in a relationship, you have to be mindful of what you say and what you do because you represent the person that you're with. And that's not limited to Facebook. When you post, when you're a married man or even if you're in a long-time relationship or you have a significant other, you have to be mindful of what you put out to the public. Just like if you were with a woman who dressed like a hoe all the time, who's always showing certain things, she might not be telling the world that, hey, I'm available, but that's what it looks like. So a lot of times, and even with Facebook, it is what it is what it looks like. So you have to be.
And just because it looks like something, I mean, that's what it is. I don't agree.
But when you present it to the world, you know, you have to consider the assumptions that people are going to make. Just like if, you know, everybody, most of my friends on my friends list know who I'm married to. They know I'm in a long-term relationship. If I get on there talking about niggas ain't shit and, you know, this and that, you know, derogatory towards men, they're going to be like, damn, what's going on with her man? You know? So you have to be mindful of that when you start posting things on Facebook.
Uh-huh. I feel it.
Because, you know, I could potentially, you know, misrepresent my mate, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of people... I've heard in a lot of relationships, you know, not mine per se, but I've heard people argue, have this argument in every relationship where one partner feels like my Facebook's my own and what I do on my Facebook is my business and don't ask me about it. Now, to some extent, is that true? Is freedom of speech? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, you got to remember when you have a partner and y'all known in the public as being an item, y'all are two sides of the same face. So if you being ratchet or you being extra on your Facebook, then when people see your lady out and when people see your man out, they're going to think about that bullshit you was just saying. Like, and I know people don't want to take the responsibility to think twice, but if you're in a relationship, you have to fucking think twice because you don't want to put the wrong energy out there and then it bounce back and fuck up your household because it happens all the time. And yes, Facebook is minor. You know, Facebook is minor, but it brings up major issues at home. So, you know.
Yeah, it can if you allow it to. I'm about to patch Megan back in. Hold on, I'm about to patch Megan back in. She said she has something to say. Megan, you there?
Hello.
I just want to say, I
totally agree with everything Marcia said. Like, she had it on point. I totally agree with everything she said. And I was just going to say, on the other end of things, because it is dating, I mean, people can just, you know, see you on Facebook. And, I mean, like I said, you may have a lot of friends, and people may just get to know you from Facebook because it's dating, it's small. And it can turn around and bite you in the butt. I mean, a male can talk to, you know what I'm saying? If you want to talk to a female, a lot of males may think they're attractive, whatever. You know, it could be something serious. A male may not want to talk to you because of that, vice versa with a female. So, I mean, I just think you really got to be mindful of what you put on Facebook. But like she said, people can't take Facebook that serious. Facebook is what it is. It's Facebook. It's a social media, and I just feel like people need to use it as that. I mean, people need to just use it, say what they want to say, but like she said, be mindful of what you say because it can, you know what I'm saying, like come back and bite you in the butt, period. I mean, males and females. We didn't see a lot of people being exposed on Facebook, you know, screenshots, the arguments, all that stuff. So, I mean, you do got to be mindful of what you put on Facebook. But that's all I had to say. Or whatever. I see everybody calling in. I'm happy, you know, that I can help out with the topic or whatever.
I appreciate it.
All right.
That was Megan calling from a date, you know, and a good friend of mine, coworker. Today's topic, for those who are just tuning in, is you're a Facebook celebrity. Get a life. The number to call is 347-857-1230. I'm your host, Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones. We have the panel, Lovely Daisy, South Paul Porter, my man, Stack One. So have anything, you know what I'm saying, you want to say, press one. Man, we are basically just talking about how people let Facebook influence their lives like they Michael Jordan or something. I mean, they let Facebook, you know what I'm saying, boost their egos up like they're Michael Jordan or somebody. And I just, me personally, I find it, whether it's a male or female, a sign of insecurity, man. Why let a social network make you into somebody you're not? Okay, you find, like I don't know if it was a caller or somebody on the panel who said earlier, like, you got people that, I think it was Daisy, that said they post pictures of money, you know what I'm saying, weed and drinks and stuff that they have on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and you meet them in person and they don't have that shit for real. I mean, stop stunting. Being a real nigga.
Some of them do, though. Let me say that. Some niggas really live the fat, but the thing about it, though, is they don't show that depressing side of how they got that money up. You know, they done stayed up a few nights in a row trying to, you know what I mean? Like, they don't. That's my thing, and they glorify it, and then people see it, and they chase that dream, too. Because all they see is the bottles and the money and the eating, and nobody talks about all the stress that goes into them getting that money up. So I feel like it's unfair. You know what I mean? It's an ego boost for that person.
Them jerk niggas that's like that, putting their business out there, their weed and all their little money, they snitching on themselves.
It's stupid.
Bottom line.
They snitching on themselves.
Because if you ain't got nothing, you can't show how it was projected and you out here in these streets, you ain't doing them but giving them information that they want on you. So, you know, I don't understand that jerk shit. You know what I'm saying? When you sitting there glorifying something that you know down the line could be used against you in a court of law. So.
Yep. Straight up. Right. Every time you post, right, you going to the chop house. Every time you post,
right,
you turning up. Every time you talk about
bottle
popping.
A couple of shows ago, I said a couple shows ago that the police literally said that they find out about most of these characters, and I'm calling them characters, off of Facebook and Twitter. I mean, they said, like, they said the shit on the news, so that lets you know the shit's getting real when it comes to, you know, people that hustle or whatever. Remember, we did in our news, that a guy had, he said he went to court saying he can't pay his child support, but then his baby mama put it on blast to the court that, you know what I'm saying, him taking pictures of him flossing his lube and popping bottles and shit, and they knocked his ass for $300, put him on child support for $300, what, a week or a month or something. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And that's just, my thing is this right here. You know what I'm saying? If they cracking down on people like that, man, Facebook and Twitter and shit like that, it ain't that serious. It's cool to take pictures and shit. I mean, even with the girls with the flat-ass booties that put their shit on, goddamn, put their ass on the sink. I find that shit the dumbest shit ever. Like, you putting your ass on the sink, it ain't gonna make you have an ass. Stop.
Peanut.
True. What do you want me to shish for? Tell them the truth?
Don't stop him.
I mean, like, no, real shit, man. Facebook to me, man, like, people read into that shit too much, man. People, I mean, you can be like, shit, I feel horny. Just because you put, first of all, you should post you feel horny on there, but you put you feel horny and shit, and motherfuckers know you got a girl or know you got a man, all shit, what they going through, uh-oh, you know what I'm saying, that motherfucker cheating, I can't, I mean, let's be real, I mean, shit, if that's what's on my mind,
know,
that's what's on my mind.
I don't know, Mr. Jones, because I'll post I'm horny and then tag my man in it. I don't give a fuck. I say what I want to say on my
Facebook.
I mean,
but see, look, listen to what you just said, Daisy. You said you would tag your man in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's cool. It's people know what I'm saying.
I don't want nobody confused. I don't want nobody. How many like it?
This shit crazy.
Nigga, no, you know we friends on Facebook. I don't post nothing that don't get less than 20 likes or so. Like, people just like to hear me say vulgar shit. They don't care what who I'm talking to or
right.
where it comes from.
Between,
they just
like,
want to see the vulgarity.
See, like what you just said, Daisy, or what you just said alone, I know you. I know you putting on saying freaky shit on your page and you don't mean no harm or try to offend nobody. But
right.
the next don't. You know what I'm saying? And they reading into your
I'm
shit
right.
totally different.
You
know
want
to
know something? I got a family member. I got a family member who told who hey, he became a friend of my Facebook. He one of my, you know, I actually call him my elder. So he said to me, he said, baby, I saw your Facebook. I said, did? He said, you sure do talk dirty. You know, I said, oh, you know, I just be talking trash. You know how I am. He said, let me ask you a question. What's
Hold
the
on,
difference
we
between
call.
A woman?
Hold on. We got a call. We got a call. Let's see what y'all talking about.
Doing
police
or so? Good
lord. What's she? You're on the Jones Vlog spot. Where you calling from?
I think.
You're on the Jones
Vlog
spot. What's the name
where you coming from? Welcome to the show. Wow. Could have finished my story, nigga. That's all the fuck I'm saying.
I'm muted. That's what you trying to talk.
That nigga working on the
Hello?
On the highway picking up trash.
Man.
You know
what I'm saying? All right, moving on. Next call. Moving on. Next call. Yo. You on the JVS?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Phone check, nigga. You on the line?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We can hear you.
Okay. This is Marcia. I was calling back because I forgot to tell y'all something. I forgot to mention this. I heard Miss Stacy talking about posting certain personal things about her sex life on Facebook. But I just would say be mindful that employers and potential employers do look at Facebook, and you may want to reconsider that because you can get yourself in a certain situation. You can cost yourself a job because
you're right, but my Facebook ain't signed up to my legal name. My Facebook isn't on my legal name, not the account or my Facebook name. One of them are signed in as who I am. So they will have to go through a lot to figure out my Facebook page. My IP address ain't even the same as before. Like, they will have to go through a lot.
Well, really, they don't have to go through too much. All they have to do is be able to recognize your face. And not this comment is not only directed towards you, but it's directed towards other people. We don't take that into consideration that, like I said, employers or potential employers do look at your Facebook pages. You know, I had a friend who called off of work, but then posted that she was turned up and posted pictures that she was drunk, and her employer presented the information to her like, okay, you said you were sick this day, you couldn't be to work, but I logged on Facebook, looked up your name, and I saw these pictures. So I'm just saying, consider that, because people will try to use the information they can against you.
You're right.
In those situations.
You're right. You're right. They have gotten people in trouble. You are. You're right about that. But I'm just saying, even in that, if you're going to be that type of person and say what you want to say, take some precautions and keep the shit tight. And that's all I'm saying. You ain't going to always outsmart everybody, but you can damn sure try.
I done looked up people myself. You know, I looked up a doctor. You know, that worked against him. He handed me his card. I took his card and I typed in his name and I looked him up to see, you know, what he really was about. And, you know, I'm not going to say what I saw I like, but, you know, people will judge you based on your Facebook statuses, based on your posts, based on the things that you like, and they'll go through your pictures. just to try to, you know, figure out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
L-O-V-E.
But that was it.
I know. All right, this another thing, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and chop this up real fast. That I can't stand when it comes to Facebook celebrities and shit. Who the fuck cares if you get 352 likes on your status? Nigga, you ain't
right.
got paid for it. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, this is how the conversation go. All right. Stack, I'm going to be the person on saying that got that's the Facebook celebrity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is how this is about to go. What up, dog?
What's that? I'm on Facebook, Playboy, getting all these bitches.
Are you getting bitches, nigga? Protect this out, though, nigga. You getting all these bitches, though, nigga. But I got 352 likes on my status, nigga. What you know about that, nigga? I got bitches and I'm popping bottles over here. What?
Yeah, I got 5,000 licks today off of Facebook.
Shit, nigga, I don't got... But it's all good, though, homie, because I don't even got a motherfucking job and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So, nigga, I'm jumping.
I didn't need them to be at work. So, they good. I need them to do this lick.
You know what I'm saying? Shit,
they
nigga, I don't
job,
got no job. I got 352 likes.
Do no licking if they had a job.
I mean, you gotta feel like a fucking idiot, you know what I'm saying, to just hold a conversation with somebody like that. Nigga, I got 352 likes on my page and be like, shit, nigga, then let me ask Stack, like, man, let me buy like $10. Bum ass niggas, man. A lot of people
think there are a lot of ignorant people on Facebook, and that is not true. A lot of people, that is their gimmick of what they be trying to do as far as entertaining themselves and put people in certain arenas. It's a lot of sex sites on there that solicit these same people. It's a lot of fake Facebook people on Facebook, you know. So it
may not be for you, but it's always somebody that falls for that Facebook stuff every day, every day. To every fat woman, there's somebody that like fat women. To every skinny dude, there's a woman that likes skinny dudes. You know what I'm saying? So it serves its purpose, either, you know, whether you like it or not, it still serves its purpose for whom it's directed to.
Okay, what we gonna do, we gonna take a small little break, and we gonna let lovely Stacey do her news. That was my man Stack One giving y'all, you know what I'm saying, some of that real shit. So lovely Stacey, this time what you got for
All right, everybody, I'm coming at you with the news you can use from across the globe. First story I want to talk about, I don't know if anybody has been listening to or watching CNN, or basically it's on every news station, about the FBI crackdown on child pimps and pornography. You know, America is like the U.S. of A, United States, no matter what state you live in. We live in a breeding ground for child prostitution. They take kids off the street, kidnap kids, whatever it is, and then they'll prostitute them out. And so I believe 2 weeks ago the FBI started an investigation. It's the largest of its kind, and they rescued 105 children from across the country. Some got placed back with their families. Some went into counseling programs. And I just want to say that's a monumental thing. Once upon a time, we didn't even hear about it, and now it's to the point where 76 cities, 230 law enforcement units, that's 230 different police stations, linked together, got together, and actually got the bad guy this time. Like, I think that's huge.
Damn.
That's major.
That's awesome.
Right, it really is, because sex trafficking in the United States is a major issue. Don't
think it ain't happening. That's not just overseas like the movies tell you. It's happening here, too. So watch your family. Guard your family. Next thing I want to talk about is the Pope. Now, listen, if you're Catholic, if you're a Catholic sympathizer, whatever it is, I do not mean to offend. But for me, the Pope has been making some very sketchy statements okaying homosexuality in the church and saying it's okay for certain parishioners to be gay and still lead a congregation. I'm not saying if you're gay and null and void your relationship with the Almighty or whoever you or whatever your belief is. What I'm saying is this. I'm not Catholic, I'm a Christian. But still the rules are the same. You two same sex ain't meant to lay together. You can't procreate, so you're not supposed to be together. The reason for having sex is to procreate. Two bitches can't make a baby, two niggas can't make a baby. And now the Pope is saying he okay with it and he want all of the Catholic Church to become what he considers more tolerant of homosexual in the church. I'm not saying you need to condemn them or stone them or talk about them or turn your back on them. What I am saying is what's wrong is wrong and what's right is right. And if you feel a certain way about it, you can't say you're a Christian or Catholic and then at the same time condone it. So I don't want to say the Pope is full of shit, but the Pope is full of fucking shit.
Well, them cats wear them robes with no drawers on and they be faggot messing with boys in the church. So, what it sounds like to me, they're trying to make it okay to continue to keep touching them boys in church.
Now, what he said was, when asked to defend his original statement, he said, "I'm just a man, and who am I to judge?" Did nobody ask you to judge it? We just, him, especially being the Pope and who he is and his figurehead and his religion. I would expect him to have more responsibility and a little stronger of a moral compass. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, the moral standard.
Since you brought up the Pope, please let somebody call in and tell me, what does the Pope do for you? For
it's
him to get all this.
To the Pope. Huh? Did you know that? Send their prayers to the Pope. They write the Pope letters, send their letters and their prayers to the Pope.
And what does he do for you? My question is, what do you, Catholic? Shit. What? And then what happens?
They offer their prayers to him. He, I don't know what he do for them. He managed the mom's money.
No, you know, the Vatican has a lot of control and power for the world over, not just there in Italy, like or in the Vatican. It's everywhere. So. That is the figurehead who decides rules, regulations, who's okay with the church, who's not okay with the church. They're basically the government. They're a government system. They keep track of the money and the books and the education. So what is that? It's a government. That's really what the Pope is. But because it's a religion, he's a Pope and not a dictator. Feel me? Like, you're not supposed to question the Pope. If the Pope make a law, you're not supposed to question it. You're supposed to believe it's passed down directly from God and believe it.
So if he touch your child, you ain't supposed to say nothing.
Yeah, you're supposed to just pray about it.
That shit crazy.
I think it is, and I feel like we need to talk about that because that's messed up. Like, that's opening the door to a lot of things.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, the Pope touch any of my kids, I'm fucking him up.
Now, the last thing I want to talk about is McDonald's talk about going on strike. Did y'all know that?
McDonald's
finna strike. They want to get unionized. They want to have some power. And the corporation ain't feeling it, so they talking about picketing. What the fuck is people going to do without their niggas? Oh.
Oh, no. Them motherfucking Big Mac rappers. Shit.
No, McDonald's, they want better benefits. They want to unionize, you know, anything that if you work
Ladies
in a
shitty
job.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I totally screwed or what?
Right. What the fuck y'all going to do without it? But, that's something. I belong to a union, and even though I got a shitty job, the union helps make my shitty job better. So I can understand why people at McDonald's feel the way they feel, too. They want a little backbone, a little support.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God.
They saying that because
Maria,
they want to unionize because they pay and their benefits isn't fair. They make on average $7.25 an hour. No matter where you are, they don't get a cost of living raise. None of that. None of that. They know that their health care isn't sufficient.
I know in Tacoma, Washington, that they they took the wages up to like $9.24. I know that for a fact. The minimum wage.
On average. On average don't mean everybody. Average means a collective number, and then they, you know, divide it by how many people it is. So if you're going across the country, some people make it $9 an hour, some people make it $7 an hour, $6 an hour, but that's the national average. Now, what they're saying is that they're asking for, in some areas, to make all the way up to as much as $15 an hour. Now, let me say this. I ain't paying $15 an hour to flip no fucking burgers and drop no fries. You ain't changing America, you poisoning America. I ain't paying you $15 an hour to make bullshit. Fuck you. You want to make more money? Go work in a factory or sell some dope. Ain't nobody about to pay your ass that to work at McDonald's. They reaching too high. I feel like the strike is going to happen because they reaching too high.
Hey, but you know what, though? I'm going to say this right here. If they go on strike, man, it's for the better, because I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got a couple of homies that work at McDonald's, and I know they bust their ass. Like, I see them bust their ass. I mean, like, shit, they work hard. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. So, shit,
yeah, they deserve
to
be compensated. Yeah. They deserve
to be compensated. You know what? Y'all got to realize. You think about this shit right here. A Friday night, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers leaving the club and they hitting McDonald's up, man. They busy as fuck, and it'd be like 3-4 people in the building. And you got like 20 cars out there. So you know what I'm saying, like, shit. Or that early morning rush when everybody trying to get their coffee and their breakfast. So shit, them motherfuckers bust their ass. I'm willing if they gonna strike.
If they did go on strike, I think it would affect them.
Hell yeah.
But they can afford it. They've been around so long. If they just gave a person opportunity to make some money, it would be okay. If they just offered a option for them to actually make some money, it would be okay. But
yeah.
I don't know. That union thing it's got its pros and cons. It can mess up somebody else from trying to get a job there, because once you get into that union, it's hard to let them go. It's hard to fire people when they ain't no good. That's just like the GM people and the city people, the city workers. Half the city workers are old and decrepit, but they won't leave their job for the next person that can do the job and come in and do it because they're under that union. So it's got its pros and cons. At the same time, we are talking about McDonald's. And right now, McDonald's, the last couple of times I went to McDonald's, they've served me some cold sandwiches. So they need to.
Which one would you go with?
They need to get that shit together.
I'm fucking about it. That's how we call it.
I hate no nobody fighting for a better raise to take care of their family. But keep in mind what industry we in. Like, man, that's going to be crazy if McDonald's going on strike. If work, man, please. Y'all going to see some meltdowns like a motherfucker if they walk out and don't go to work.
They going to eat Burger King. Motherfuckers going to eat Wendy's, Burger King, Riley. They ain't giving a fuck.
Exactly. And a company going to lose a lot of dollars. I ain't talking about the people. I'm talking about the company having a sucker tag, not the people. Fuck the people.
As soon as they go on strike, it's going to be another motherfucker to fill in the blank.
Right. We're going to be working two jobs.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Truthfully,
that's fucked up, though. You know what I'm saying? Keeping that 100. You know what I'm saying? Just because somebody, you know what I'm saying, voicing their opinion on them feeling like they should be compensated a little bit more for their job, then, you know what I'm saying, corporate feeling like, ah, you know what I'm saying, shit, our job, you know what I'm saying, this job is an open door, that's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, keeping that 100.
Do you think it's wrong for somebody to come in and take the job since y'all walked out?
I mean,
they got to eat, too. They got to feed their family, too.
Right. Okay, you know what I'm saying, as far as taking advantage of the situation.
No, but they wrong. You got to do what you got to do. If they don't want to get it, somebody else will get it.
What if that strike hinders them? What if that strike turns into a whole new crew?
Right. That's new crew going to come in as a blessing. Like,
and then you gonna look at that fool that started this shit and say, man, listen, man, you made us lose our whole job completely. You told us we had some type of power, man. You know the whole world trying to work at McDonald's. Man, you fucked right. us up, man.
They got a McDonald's college.
Yeah. They ain't playing. Easter Seal, they ain't playing.
Hey,
but that's all I got. That's my three.
They
got
a McDonald's in China.
Talk amongst yourselves. Discuss it. You know, this your world too. Get on the web. Don't always trust what's coming up on your local news station because they owned by somebody too.
All the McDonald's ain't gonna take a strike. I can't even see.
No.
That's just like how everybody was talking all that stuff about the gas prices. If everybody stopped going to get gas, they'd lower the gas prices. Ain't not one fool stopped going to get gas yet.
Stop going to get gas, not one.
It ain't going to happen.
Maybe one.
Because he ain't had no money.
Right.
All right, so that was lovely days to give y'all, you know what I'm saying, the news you can use across the globe. Back to the show. The number to call is 347-857-1230. I'm your host, Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones. We have Stack One with the panel, Lovely Daisy, and my man, Southpaw the Poet. Today's topic is, you a Facebook celebrity. Get a life. Niggas shit and got real when it comes to Facebook.
I heard somebody was on Facebook asking for some work. That's street talk for some people who might not understand what they're talking about. Talking about dope and on Facebook, where can I get some work at? Don't they know Facebook is owned by the CIA? Go to YouTube, CIA Facebook and program, and it will come up. And CIA will tell you they own that shit. How are you going to be on Facebook asking for work, dope, drugs to sell? There's no thought into the process of getting online no more. If you ain't, that ain't entertainment, Stack One.
When you said that, I
damn
near shot myself.
Man.
I mean, because if somebody doing that shit,
I bet you there was an ignorant, illiterate person who answered that question. It might not have been for you. But some dumb motherfucker answered. I guarantee you.
Told him where to get it. Tell
me, you could put out there, my dick head bigger than my balls, and somebody going to hit you talking about, man, I need to see that. I'm just saying. If you just sit and think about it, you get.
That's crazy.
Somebody gonna be curious enough to be like, man, he said his dickhead is bigger than his balls.
Wow.
So answer me this question, panel. If the CIA and them can see what everything is going on your Facebook page. Can they read your inboxes, too? Like, if somebody did tell them where to get to work at in the inbox area, didn't they read that, too? Or what?
Stupid.
It's a setup, bro. Yeah.
Oh, Steve. It's just like this, Sal. How these grown-ass men keep falling for the prostitute scheme.
Right.
What the fuck?
in the hotel, sitting in there, she baiting you. As soon as you say, how much, they come in there, and you got a case because you said, how much?
How much?
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I mean, stupid is stupid. I think them motherfuckers who get caught like that deserve it.
They got women doing that on Craigslist.
You know what? So, yeah. With that being said, you need to come out with Keith. I mean, with like, you know what I'm saying? Let's make up some Ebonics. You know what I'm saying? Like, how much for the soda? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the price for the, you know what I'm saying? For some ice cream.
How much for the soda? For ice cream and soda.
I don't understand how you catch a, just on the behalf there for a little bit. What I don't really understand is how you catch a case and you didn't get none. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Damn, that's good.
How you
going to
give me a charge for, because I tried? Come on, man.
You attempted.
Listen. Let me explain that. The definition of soliciting is the offer, not the act. Understand? So when you get charged with soliciting, yes, when you get charged with soliciting, that means money was exchanged for illegal purposes. That's like panhandling is soliciting. Come on, let me wash your window for a dollar. That's soliciting. All of that is soliciting. It's not the sex. It's the fact that you operating outside the governmental system getting money. So it's called soliciting.
Well, what if you say it's going to charity, though?
Well, then that bitch better have some type of charity ID number, because they ain't going to go for it. You can't even collect charity if you ain't registered with the government, not legally. You got to have a tax ID for that so people can write it off at the end of the year. So the crime is the soliciting, not the fucking. You can fuck for free, but you can't pay the bitch.
That's exactly what I you know what? Dacey, you just said some smart shit, because the next time I go to the inner city to get some hookers, what I'm going to say is this right here. Is that, you know, I want some killer head, but I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, let you borrow, you know what I'm saying, $15, $20, $30. I'm going to let you borrow a couple
bucks.
Pay me back whenever. Exactly. So you just gave me a new motto when I go to the inner city for hookers. You the shit.
Hell no. You the shit, Davey. Hell no.
Y'all motherfuckers better learn the law, shit. Y'all better learn the law. You're going to go to jail. You better know what's up.
I can't go to jail for letting somebody borrow money.
If I was the police, I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, fuck you, trying to buy you a little bit of
it's his blood. Word against your word.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, she just taught me some new shit. Ladies and gentlemen, if you the type of person who trick off money to prostitute, and
you know what I tell my lady? I tell my ladies, get a PayPal account. Let me tell you why I say get a PayPal account.
Teach, sister, teach.
Because let me explain something. Not that I'm telling anybody that it's okay to do it, but if you don't, motherfucker, do the shit, get yourself a PayPal account. Set the shit up online as a consultation. Tell them I'm a relationship consultant. Have them pay for their time before they get there through the PayPal account. That way the government see everything coming in, everything going out. You ain't had shit. You a consultant. You ain't got to be educated to be a consultant. What the fuck, bitch? You can get out there and get that money, especially bitches on Facebook with your titties out. Bitch, get a PayPal account. It's cool
if
you're going to suck your pussy on Facebook.
What if you ain't no good? You can't get your money back.
And they need to quit posting that shit on my page. My daughter is my Facebook friend.
Hey, hold on, we got a couple calls. Hold on, let's take these calls. Then you know,
I like the shit.
Cause it's just, cause I'm trying to hurry up and get home because it's the season finale of fucking Love and Hip Hop. Atlanta, and I want to watch this too, so. Hold up. You on the JVS, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what up? It's John from Dayton, Ohio.
What up, John?
What's up, John?
Shit, man, chill. What's going on?
We over here clowning, as always.
Hell yeah, nothing wrong with that.
What's the issue?
That's it, man. I hear you talking about celebrities on Facebook and shit like that. I really don't pay no attention to that bullshit, man. And what you are, what you do, whatever, that's on you, whatever. I ain't got shit to do with me, so I ain't got to really be following or chasing. I got my own shit to worry about, you know what I mean? And
I'll you just seem like,
yeah, but I'm going to be fucking with it like that, for real. I mean, what's the point, you know? I mean, if I had a reason, if I was, like, in some kind of business or whatever, I need to, like, stay in touch with some kind of, you know what I'm saying, some kind of audience or whatever, that would be one thing to use it for. But for the most part, like, I mean, what's the point? I mean, we only every once in a while be socializing with friends and everything, but nothing major from that. But, man, I was just saying, like, if you about having all this clout and shit, I mean, I would be careful, like, always putting that out and shit, because you never know when that can just up and vanish one morning, you know what I mean? Like, all the money, all the weed, all that bullshit, you play them pictures of and shit like that, man, you had it one moment, next thing you know, it's all gone and shit. I mean, what else you got to fall back on, you feel me? And that's one thing alone, man. You brag about too much of what you got and shit, it can always vanish real easily and real quick. And, like, it could be a lesson learned from that, you know? And, like, personally, man, that's real, but I don't give a fuck about it, really.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I heard talking about McDonald's going on strike and shit. I mean, they can do that, whatever, but I'm pretty sure I'm going nowhere, even if it does. One I work at is privately owned, so I won't see shit positive from it, most likely. I mean, see, making $8 an hour ain't shit, really. I mean, since we're privately owned, they're going on strike, they ain't going to do shit for me. Because, I mean,
this is my insight. You know what? And I'm going to be real with everybody. I mean, the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, we complain about the jobs we have and shit, but there's people out there that don't have a job, you know what I'm saying, to go to and struggling like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we complain about the job, but guess what? We filled out the application and got the job. So, shit, you know what I'm saying? Deal with it. Or, you know what I'm saying, look for better. That's my motto right there, period.
I'm very appreciative of it and everything, but, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm very appreciative of it and everything, but it could be better, that's what I'm saying, like,
yeah,
it ain't worth most of the shit that I go through, like, at night and shit, you know what I mean, like, expect to bust your ass and everything, you can barely keep enough money to keep gas in your damn car at the long run, you know what I'm saying, so,
yeah. Well,
like that's the reality of it.
You're getting real close to going postal right now, the way you sound, man.
I have my phone, but shit.
I would pat you on your back, man, but don't hurt nobody.
Oh, yeah, I have my moment tonight, but that's when the manager pulls me away from the window and shit.
Yeah. Don't get mad at the world, man.
All right, man. John, play to a hole. John's going to take the next call.
All right, on.
That was my man, John, calling out of Dayton, Ohio, man. Our homie, man, cool dude. He take the next call. But, shit, I think they hung up. I hate when people do that.
I hate that when that happens.
You know what I'm saying? They got something to say first one, then you about to patch it in, they hang up and shit. Hey, y'all be sure to tune in and watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, you know what I'm talking about, season finale. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be the Shiz Nae and my little scrappy voice. Oh shit, man. This shit crazy. Y'all make sure y'all watch that shit, because I'm gonna be dreading to watch that shit, because I want to see what Stevie J gonna do. Hey, y'all, hey, South Paul, you remember you covered, that him and Jocelyn got married in Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah. I reported that on Hip Hop News.
All right,
a couple
on
weeks
season
ago.
Finale tonight, man. This nigga about to do something stupid. And from the preview, you know what I'm saying? It was dumb as fuck. So I wanna see how that turned out, man.
I'm about to tune in and see what they probably showing the reruns now since the season finale on. You know what I'm saying? Me and see what they're saying on the internet.
If you watch the end of the show of last week's show, they showed them doing something stupid, man, but they didn't show it all.
I saw him go to Puerto Rico, and I was like, dang, I reported on that. And so, you know what I'm saying, I saw that's confirmation on the Hip Hop Urban News. It is accurate.
It ain't accurate yet. He might not do it. You know, my nigga kind of silly, man. He'll go all the way to the end and bust your head to the white man.
I think he's going to do it.
I think he's hyping her up. I don't think he's going to do all that. That nigga ain't about to embarrass himself and marry a prostitute on motherfucking national TV, nigga. I wouldn't. Fuck out of here.
But like you said,
in the black alley,
right?
Nobody looking. Fuck all that.
But lovely days, like you said, it don't count over there. You know what I'm saying? In America, Puerto Rico don't count. So
nah,
maybe he's going.
He tried to give both of them an engagement ring.
No, nah, he don't want.
I think they whooped his ass. He had her in Mimi. He had Mimi and Jocelyn in the same place, exchanging rings. He said it like a player.
Like a player,
I ain't gonna leave you out. I can't leave you out of this.
That nigga do be clowning. That motherfucker
got to whooping his ass again. Hey, one thing
you know who his woman used to be? Stevie J's woman used to be Evie Eve, though, nigga, back in the day. That was his
book. You what?
Yeah, that's old.
Yeah.
Stevie,
I'm just saying,
Stevie
that's
J is bold than a motherfucker, man.
He's a bold nigga.
And that confused-ass nigga, what's his name? Got the one rapper chick. What's wrong with that nigga? I ain't figured it out, man.
The one with the baloney face, he married old girl. He wrote, the mother-in-law wrote over his bike.
That bitch ain't been hot since I was 16. She sit her old ass down and had that baby. Quit playing.
Him downstairs.
That nigga's a homo. He going through something in his fight.
Him down.
Baloney face, no mustache, no beard. He ain't got no face, no hair. What grown man do that unless your job make you? He love hip hop, ain't making anything cut his face.
If I'm coming through on a wheelie, chick mama rode my bike over me. I'm fucking her up. That's my bike.
He knew it was a show. He knew he'd get money for that. Like, I'm going to sacrifice this for the tax.
They did. That's like, what you come out in the cheapest bike ever visiting?
Right. Visiting. After being gone on with your boyfriend, then come back like you really was gone with a woman on Papa Willie.
I think the whole gimmick of, hey, Nuts, now quote me if I ain't right about this. I think the whole gimmick of him doing that little, darting off, messing with the broad, is because if you notice, before that happened, they were saying he was gay.
They were calling him fat.
So they needed to take the light off that gay, throw some women in his world to make him feel, make it look like.
And they bring the mother-in-law in and ride over the bike like it was real.
But I'm going to tell you this, though. If y'all pay attention.
I think mama. Go ahead.
If y'all paid attention to some of the flicks,
if you I got this stuff on TiVo. But if you look back,
here it comes.
The one of the guys is right behind him when he's dancing with the girl, dancing behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all ain't peeked that. The miscellaneous dude that's in the kitchen while they dancing, he dancing behind Kurt with his arm around him.
Hell no.
You know what, Sagwan?